Earl vibes in my cheeks. Yo, I spin them at will. Me rolling Louis Prima like a $50 bill. Still feeling the bump in my nose. Those who jack me, he said price 7-Eleven is selling coffee. I know I see you need to go all night. On account of that girl you taking home ain't gonna sleep. Not without a fight. Right there I seen her in the club. Yeah, it up. The way her nose is bleeding, she did a grill. Something else she ain't holding, so I hope you in. Cause if she crashing, you ain't about to drop the jizz. Do that, do that, do that, do that.
Uber Leto episode 4. Oh yeah. This is gonna be the unprofessional episode, cause I have some chips. And I've got a cup of water. That's a recipe for craziness. I would be drinking juice, but apparently there's low fat juice out there, and I accidentally got that. Yeah. If you're on a diet, you can get low-carb juice. What the fuck? Was I under the false impression that fruit was good for you? What was added to juice that now needs to be taken away to make it healthy again? What happened here? It's juice! I don't know. I'm not even gonna think about it. It's insane. Intel launches new, naming scheme or numbering scheme, I guess. It's like Athlon. Used to be megahertz. You'd get a 1 gigahertz processor, 2 gigahertz processor. You know, that's how it was. Then they changed to just some arbitrary number that they figured out. It's supposed to measure performance, not megahertz, so they added in things like what kind of cache it has and yada, 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 yada. Well, Intel never did that until now. Not really sure how, but what I hope doesn't happen is they make it similar to Athlon. So now they both have their own arbitrary way of measuring performance. And then what's going to happen is AMD's going to have their 2500, which doesn't mean anything, and then Intel's going to have their 2500, so they made it worse. It used to be megahertz. Megahertz was a rough estimate of the speed, and now we're just going to have numbers that mean absolutely nothing. It sounded good on paper. Hey, we're going to measure performance, not megahertz, but I foresee this just turning into just shit. Setting the Paladin record straight. Windows new operating system, Paladin. I'm not going to read this. I don't suggest anybody does, because I don't want there to be a chance of me learning, you know, what it's actually about. I like all just the FUD that I know right now. I like to think that it kills babies, and it's going to take over the world, and it's going to be $5,000, and it's going to, you know, own your grandma. That's what I want to believe, so just don't read any kind of truth about it. It's how it should be. Why you should think twice about buying Sony's iPod killer. Sony, they're consumer electronic whores. They know their stuff when it comes to small plastic thingies that you put in your pocket. And I guess they're going into the MP3 market and competing with iPod. Now this is the thing that pisses me off. Everybody's music is MP3 and sometimes OGG, and occasionally Windows Media if you're dumb. They want to support only this ARTEC 3 format, whatever in the hell that is. I suppose it's one of their proprietary codecs. What the hell? Come on, first it was in the memory stick that nobody likes. I refuse to ever buy anything that uses Sony's memory stick. Why? You just created a standard for no reason. They like having their own standards just and that only they're going to use, and there's really no good reason at all. Memory stick, what does it do different? It holds shit into a piece of plastic. Just like anything else, it doesn't do any kind of fancy compression, it doesn't do anything different. Why go through the trouble of not being backwards compatible? And, well, they're doing it again with this. only this RTEC 3 format they support. No MP3 or anything else. They can make pretty things, but when it comes to intelligence, they're lacking. Microsoft says bye-bye to Wi-Fi. No, they're dropping out of the wireless 802.11b, etc., etc. market. No, I'm not going to be like everybody else and say, yay, Microsoft's dropped out of something. Yay, Microsoft sucks. Down with the man. Because, believe it or not, and if you disagree, you're wrong. When Microsoft does hardware, 9 times out of 10, they do it right. And it kicks ass. It's usually my favorite thing. For example, the natural keyboards I make, awesome. Their mice, pretty damn good. Their joysticks, awesome. Other things I can't remember, awesome. Xbox, pretty damn good. Now, I have a Microsoft 802.11b router thing that, provided I didn't pay for it, courtesy of Staples. But I like it. It's a nice thing. Just like all the Microsoft stuff. It saddens me that they're dropping out of this market. Yahoo boosts free email storage to 100 megabytes. Wow, that's weird, Yahoo. I seem to remember Google having an email service where you get a gig. And you're only giving 100? Right, yeah, because Google's not going to slaughter the fuck out of you like they do anybody with anything they do. Why are you taking this so lightly? You're only giving 100 megs. Give 2 gigs. Do something. Compete. They're going to screw you. It's Google. They can't do anything wrong. Everything they do kicks ass. So, Yahoo, you're going to die pretty soon anyways because you suck and you spend too much money on advertising. Your search engine sucks, even though it used to be Google, but whatever. It sucks. You try to offer every single possible thing in the world in your site. Why? Do something good. Stick with it. Fuck. I hate these portals. Do you wonder why Google does so good? They have a nice clean page with really no ads, unless you count their stupid text thing. And it's simple, and it works. Quality over quantity. Okay, this has turned into pointless rambling and ranting. Close up the episode. The music you have heard for the opening and closing was the song Speed Queen by MC Frontalot. Some really good nerdcore rap. I highly recommend you get that. I'll provide a link in the show notes. He has about CD and a half worth of music on his site you can download for free. If you had a CD, I would recommend buying it, but he doesn't. Hopefully he will someday. In the show notes, I'll start putting links to the articles I mentioned since, you know, it makes sense for this type of show. Shouts out to my Mad Dog CD burner that doesn't really want to work anymore, so shouts out to that thing. Any questions, comments, whatever, email them to kizzle at hackermedia.net. That is KIZZLE at hackermedia.net. And this has been May 13th, Thursday. Yep, because I recorded on Thursday and released it on Friday. Yep, later. I said all in, it's why her teeth look all fucked. But on the other hand, isn't the only thing she sucks. Listen, you gotta be giving this girl at least a couple of days. You've been sniffing it too, so ain't like you gonna be sleeping anyway. So you say, baby, why you shaking? Is it me? Now she been twitching in that manner ever since. Let's see, 1993, she weighs 18 pounds, dripping wet. She keep on growling at you, I'd take her to the vet. Get her a little cat, I mean, hold on. One at a time. First crush those no-dos up fine. Then cut her another line. Now this girl does 10 times more crying than you. But if you tried, if I took even half of that, I'd die. Do that.